Elder Olibesina is proud of their tribal community garden at Red Cliff.
We've got tomatoes, of course, cucumbers, kohlrabi, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, several different kinds of squash. There'll be radishes and carrots and just about any kind of vegetable you can think of.
This is literally the back 40, 40 acres of tilled land and 125 apple, cherry, and plum trees. Messina says this community garden will feed tribal members, but he also wants people to learn from this place.
We have such a problem with the obesity and heart conditions and everything here on this reservation. This is why I try to get this garden business here going, so that we can get our people back into being healthy, eating things right from the garden.
The garden became a community project 10 years ago when Gene Buffalo wanted the people of Red Cliff to return to the good life. That's the garden's Ojibwe name.
And that's Minobimadasewin. When we talk about that, we talk about the earth and we talk about what keeps us important to what we have to do to feed our community.
Minobimadasewin is one of 10 nonprofit projects awarded with grants by the Apostle Islands Area Community Fund. The $40,000 in grants it awarded this year is microscopic compared to the $27.4 million given out by the Greater Milwaukee Foundation, but it makes a difference in small nonprofit groups in Bayfield, Red Cliff, and Madeline Island. Deborah Fugashew is the president of Donors Forum of Wisconsin. She says small towns seldom have this kind of support.
Community foundations are essential in rural areas because they can galvanize a lot of people's resources and pool them together to give grants to the nonprofits in their particular community. And that is the backbone of philanthropy.
Fugashew says communities need to come together to save charitable groups, especially now. She says a Brookings Institute report says 25% of nonprofits will fail this year.
I haven't seen a quarter of ours go away yet, but this year's the hardest year, so we may be seeing more closed down. I know of about 10 that have closed so far.
The people of the Bayfield area don't want to let that happen. Apostle Islands Fund Board member Ray DePerry says their grants may be small, ranging from $1,300 to $4,000, but it's enough to keep nonprofits from disappearing in this rural area.
We see that those kinds of projects build this kind of community and interaction, and it brings people together, and it's fun. It's just another luxurious way of having some good fun and learning something. I think that's great.
So does Olibesina at the Red Cliff Community Garden. He's looking forward to this fall's harvest and the path to that harvest.
We wanted to also feed our elders, but we wanted to get young people to where they would come up here, work in this garden all summer and get a small stipends. And then we would have the farmers market type setup going, and at the end of the year they would get a portion of whatever profits we made.
Besides setting up a farmers market, the harvest will be shared at a community feast. That's when Messina hopes to introduce people to his favorite but sometimes maligned dish, kohlrabi. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Red Cliff.